This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Elements of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division are attacking Iraqi Republican Guard positions about 50 miles south of Baghdad. Farther south, the Shiite holy city of Najaf is said to be surrounded by U.S. Army units, while in the north, local Kurdish fighters with supportive airstrikes continue the drive toward Mosul. In Britain, Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon told lawmakers in the House of Commons today that no senior Iraqi politicians or soldiers have defected. He said Britain does not plan to add to its troops currently fighting in Iraq.
What I am ruling out, at this stage at any rate, is the necessity for any substantial increase in the total numbers of our forces in theatre. We judged at the time that I made a series of announcements to this House that around 45,000 of our forces was likely to be sufficient for the job that we were required to undertake, and nothing has changed my assessment of that position.
Britain's Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon. NPR's Nick Spicer is at the U.S. Military Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. The war is 12 days old. Where do things stand?
Well, Brigadier General Vince Brooks just held a news conference in which he said U.S. troops are in contact, as you were saying, with Iraqi forces just south of Baghdad. And he said that airstrikes are continuing on those Republican Guard positions that are entrenched around the Iraqi capital. There's more bombing as well in northern Iraq, said Brooks. B-52s attacking positions near the cities of Mosul and Kirkuk, where, as you mentioned, Kurdish forces are advancing towards both of these cities. In south-central Iraq, U.S. forces say they killed some 50 paramilitary fighters in Najaf and another town, as well as finding a weapons cache in the area. There have also been reports from embedded reporters of fierce shootouts between U.S. forces and Saddam Hussein loyalists in Nasiriyah, and a report that U.S. troops are trying to chase down Saddam Hussein's cousin, a man nicknamed Chemical Ali, as he is blamed for organizing poison gas attacks on Iraqi Kurds. Overall, the picture that's emerging is of U.S. troops trying to secure hundreds of miles of supply lines, trying to root out other Saddam Hussein loyalists, and what Brooks called death squads, people who use fear to force loyalty to Saddam Hussein on the population. In southern Iraq, where the British troops are present and active, there has been fierce fighting and reports of some successes around the city of Basra. British spokesmen here at CENTCOM say Royal Marines staged a commando assault on an enemy position outside of that city, killing 30 fighters and taking 300 POWs, as well as destroying several tanks. Brigadier General Brooks pointed out, and this was interesting, that the local population in that city was providing information about Ba'ath Party officials, and so making the work of the troops easier there.
A new Iraqi tactic emerged over the weekend, suicide bombings. How's the military dealing with that?
That's right. It was Saturday that an Iraqi soldier drove a taxi up to a U.S.-held checkpoint, blowing it up and killing 4 servicemen. Brigadier General Brooks said today that such activity would not change his tactics or the tactics of the Allied troops. He called suicide bombing a tactic of terror, and he downplayed reports, much more worrying reports, out of Baghdad that some 4,000 suicide bombers were preparing to come to Iraq from other countries for similar operations. Brooks minimized the military potential of such actions. He said American troop morale would not be affected by such reports. And he also pointed out that Iraq's borders with Jordan and Syria, where many of these people might come from, were very closely patrolled, particularly by special forces, and that people just couldn't come here during wartime.
NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar.